Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies.
Crop.
If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team.
I love the people at Crop, but I hope I never have to see them in my house.
What do you mean?
Somebody coming next week.
That's because I got a
problem. There's always something going on.
Right, right.
Yeah, but they take such good care of you that you know your money.
I know. I know. I hate bothering them.
I got somebody coming next week because remember I had the air conditioning issue and they couldn't find the exact leak. They put some refrigerant in and the house has remained cool when it's needed to be cool. But they put something in there. I don't know. It was a dye or something. And they'll figure out exactly where the leak is next week. Like there was supposed to be 2 weeks between appointments.
Mm-hmm.
Did I ever talk about when they put in the new water heater or whatever in my house a couple months ago? Did I ever talk about that? Remember when I had a leak and all that in my workout room?
Right.
And part of the deal was we put a new water heater. I was a little bit nervous because they put a little bit of a smaller one in because my previous one, they don't make it anymore or whatever. That thing is, and I was worried that I was going to run out of hot water. That never happens. The water comes out of there. It's freaking boiling.
Right.
It's so hot. And
that's the best.
We've never run out of it. So I don't know what the technology, but they're just silly because they hooked it. They gave me a smaller water heater, and it's better than the old one.
Right, it's more modern, right.
Yeah, it's just better.
Your older one was probably, was it 20 years old?
Like 15 or 14 years old or something.
Yeah.
They're just silly.
No, they hook it.
Like we used to, if you take three showers, by the third one, you're felted. That doesn't happen anymore.
I think my present water heater in my house is from the late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, that's going to go soon,
yeah,
bro.
I need to
keep Crop on the speed dial because that's going to go soon.
All right, let me do this. First of all, I'm going to make the announcement here in a second. But first, this is weird. We rarely do this, but it's in the middle of the pandemic. And JP gave a birthday shout out earlier. Our friend.
Oh, yeah. The floodgates are open.
Well, our friend Jackie Bradford, she's the GM over at Channel
Jackie.
4. Jackie is awesome, right?
Thanks,
I love her. She's the coolest boss in town. She sent me a text. She's got a good friend of hers, Melinda, whose birthday is today. Happy birthday, Melinda Bird. They went to high school together. She was a valedictorian of her school, and she's a loyal Junks listener / viewer that watches every day on NBC Sports Washington. And she's making fun of my chair, and you know, everybody. Why are people hating this chair? It's so comfortable.
You just look like you're about 5'4".
Because I'm slouching.
Because you're slouching.
That's just, I have bad posture.
You're a slouching tiger.
Yeah, if I didn't have this,
I would happily trade chairs with you, EB. I'm using my wife's office chair.
Oh, that's poo.
I mean, it's
so uncomfortable.
Look at this.
Let's see this number.
I mean, I gotta pull it way back here, and
that's awful.
I got a yoga mat blocking down low, but I put some sort of like cushion on it. But it's just nubs.
Yeah, that looks uncomfortable.
I mean, it spins around, which is cool, and I kind of slide on the floor, but.
That looks like a $10 chair.
By the way, you want to see my new setup? Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can pull this.
Let's see what you got.
See, I have to keep my computer plugged in because the battery's shot.
Beater that you're still making payments.
You got to fix your lighting, Jason. People are complaining every day about your lighting.
Can't do anything about it, bro.
Yeah, you know, you could.
I can't. I mean, I got four monitors that just give up too much light.
That's the other stuff.
Hold on. Let me just try and figure this out.
He's got more monitors there than the NASDAQ.
By the way, we're doing the pandemic birthday shout-outs, right?
Oh, here we go.
Happy birthday to Brian Cunningham.
Right.
Who is a loyal listener.
We already wished him a happy birthday. This is a double happy birthday shout-out to Brian Cunningham.
That's the exact
We did that like at 6:20.
How did you know who Brian Cunningham was?
Because his wife
Because I have Twitter,
tweeting.
Ricky.
You don't remember the conversation we had at like 6:20?
I know. I don't remember you saying happy birthday, Brian.
Then we brought up the books that were sent to us.
You know what? Do not send today's show to the Radio Hall of Fame, okay? Shoot it straight into the sun.
Okay? Definitely the leader in the clubhouse of technical snafus.
I'll show you my setup here. Jason's doing that. You know what? I'm liable to screw it all up. I think this look would be a lot better with all this in the back. Like, I just think I could make it. I don't know how to do it. But I'd have to rearrange my whole room. I got three leather chairs down here. Better. They're all connected.
God damn it.
Evie's got a better media room than Brad Pitt.
While Jason tries to figure that out, why don't you give us the announcement, Evie?
That's right. I forgot the announcement.
Right,
oh, nice. And Tom Daly just DM'd me the link. All right, so here's the deal.
My computer came unplugged, so I'm done.
Are you okay?
Tilt City.
Jason's not going to hear my announcement.
No, I can hear it.
All right. So bottom line, you guys know that I've fallen in love with lacrosse since my son began playing. We all do the same thing. If our kid likes something, we like it, right? Mm-hmm. And I've fallen in love with the sport. I think it's amazing. And I've teamed up with my buddy, who's become my great friend. He's my son's old high school coach, Dane Smith, and we're putting out a brand new podcast. It's only for lacrosse geeks, but we taped our first episode last night. It's called the Time and Room Podcast with Dane Smith, the head lacrosse coach at St. Andrew's Episcopal. He played at Robert Morris. He was a two-time captain there, and he's just an awesome guy. And we both love lacrosse. We talk about it all the time via text and phone calls, even though my son doesn't go there anymore. We just love the game. The show's going to be about club lacrosse, about high school lacrosse, about college lacrosse, pro lacrosse. It's very, very geeky. But if you're into it, if you've got a high school kid that plays lacrosse, if you've got a college kid that plays lacrosse, if you used to play lacrosse, if you just like it, CK and the radio station has been amazing. CK was open to it. I mean, I thought he'd say not interested. He said, no, he'd love to host it. So they're going to put it on all their platforms. It's going to be
cool.
On radio.com. It's going to be on iTunes. It'll be on Google Play. Shorts has been amazing. He's going to support it and write articles about it. And Daly is going to post it for me, Tom Daly. So the first link is up. We taped it last night. Bear with us because I'm board hopping this thing and playing the music and, you know. It's not going to be.
Is it going to be a daily, a weekly?
Oh, let's not get crazy.
There's no chance it's daily. I mean,
no. There's only so much we can do.
JP, are you okay?
Well, he is bored.
No, I mean,
he is bored.
No, it's going to be once a week.
By the way, Method to Madness, by me asking that, it's a way for him to explain
thank you.
A little more.
Okay. Thank you. It'll be once a week, and we're dedicated to it. And, you know, we both just love it. And if you just like hearing guys that are passionate about something, maybe you'll like it. I don't know. I certainly don't want to make it seem like we're reinventing the wheel. We're not. We're just talking about our love of lacrosse and what's going on in the lacrosse world.
How long will the podcast be?
Typical podcast length. I think yesterday was 46 minutes. You can knock it out.
What about sponsors and ad dollars?
That's not my prime motivation, to be honest with you. I love it so much, but I think that that's something that could happen.
Yeah,
I think
down the road, sure.
I think eventually, because of my contacts and Dane's contacts, I think we'll get the best guests in the world. I don't think there's anybody that we won't be able to get.
What does the title mean?
So Time and Room, thank you, great question, like a very popular lacrosse term for when a guy's open, you have time and room to rip one, right? Time and room. So you got a time and room shot where you just have time and room to just rip one, set your feet and rip one. And it's just a very popular lacrosse phrase and term, and it actually fits appropriately because we got nothing but time and room on the calendar to do this in the middle of the quarantine. So I felt like that title really worked. It's a lacrosse phrase.
It's lax jargon.
Lax jargon for you, and I just love it.
You talk about Dave Petromala on the podcast?
We've already touched on that. The huge news that Hopkins and their legendary coach parted ways.
By the way, this is for the radio audience. I'm just laughing because it's been a few minutes, and I had this issue earlier. But Jason really wanted to show us his setup,
right,
and instead we lost all visual.
I know.
What happened to you?
He went from showing us more to showing us the least possible.
I'm getting back on now. It just takes forever to boot up the computer. Because I can't, if my computer becomes unplugged, everything shuts down because I can't run on battery. The battery is finito Santiago.
Right. Can you get a new battery?
I could, but I am too lazy to do that. So I'm launching the Zoom room right now. So just give me a few more minutes.
All right. So you'll have links for your podcast.
So I'll have links.
At
thank
EB
you.
Junkies.
Yes.
At 106.7 The Fan on Twitter.
And believe me, it's something that I've wanted to do for a long time, but it requires effort. And you know me, I'm lazy. But this is an unbelievable time. I mean, what else are we going to do? So I'm super excited about it. And I hope people check it out. And spread the word for us.
I mean, you gave us your breakdown of your day earlier. I imagine that you could squeeze in some time between your nap, eating, the next nap.
In the fire pit.
Rinse and repeat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And more eating.
100 episodes of Naked and Nubs.
Cakes. I'm bitter that you don't like it.
Hey, look. Everybody has different likes and dislikes. I'm not goofing on you. It's just something you love that I'm personally not into.
Like stupid Pawn Stars, at least for a while.
Oh, I did like Pawn Stars. I used
to
be into
that. Well, we all like our own stupid shows. I get that. Yeah. But I can't deny that I'm probably a little bit titillated because they're walking around naked. But, so I do like that. Because somebody said, well, you should watch this other show that's on History Channel. I forget what it is. Maybe it's Alone or I don't know what it's called. And I watched it and I went, well, they have clothes.
Yeah,
that's
they're
no
not naked.
Fun.
That's the hook.
Yeah, that's no fun.
Yeah, but you can't see anything. It's blurred out.
It's blurred. It's so funny because some of the guys brag on the show about how big their blur is. Which I think is hysterical. For well, Jason, the, you know, it'd be a micro blur.
The one show that I watched, the male looked like Vontaze Burfict, and he had a big blur.
Right. I bet he did.
That was my one.
I'm not surprised.
He had a large blur spot.
Right.
Oh, you got me back.
Yeah, yeah, you're back.
You're back.
You're
now
back.
You're dimmer
lighting,
than ever.
The lighting right now is not bad.
No, but
about?
You're so dark, Jason. I mean,
you're going extremes.
You complain that I'm dark, I'm light, I'm too light, I'm too hot. Now
well,
I'm dark.
Well, because you actually are a disaster. In the morning, you're way too hot, and then when the sunlight comes up, you're way too dark. So
if you ever move your head, you end up blocking the light, and it's actually okay.
Right.
Like if you just moved his head like that for a few hours, it'd be okay.
No, right. Because there's two lights, dum-dum. So there's one back here and there's one over here. So if
I know,
but
the backlight is always a bad idea. Like those should never be used.
The two monitors / TVs behind you, are those 12-inch TVs?
Those are TVs like in my kitchen.
Yeah, that's about a 12-incher.
Yeah.
But they don't work anymore. I don't ever use them.
Right.
They're just window dressing.
Yeah. All right, makes the room look better.
But Cakes, I like Cakes. Cakes went out, and he added some, like, you look awesome, Cakes.
Yeah, I have silly lighting. I'm like the Spielberg of lighting.
Well, everyone's going to have to deal, because I'm not adjusting. I'm not going out and buying lights. I'm not doing
it. It's $100.
That's too much.
I didn't spend a grand.
Can somebody send Jason a light or two? Really, the biggest thing is, Jason, is blocking the lights. Like, you're just getting too, like,
well,
that's,
you should see how much light is emanating from these four monitors. It's always going to
no,
be
no, I know
very
that,
light.
Too. But, like, right now, you're better than you are in the morning. In the morning, people are calling you a ghost because your face is all white.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Got
it'll
a deal.
Be a ghost at 10:01 heading to the golf course.
That's true.
10:01.
My wife is coming in. No, you can't do that because that's going to, the light's going to shine on my face. You can't do that. My wife is coming in here trying to adjust the lighting.
She's You're a famous. Sweetheart.
You're fading.
Because she cares. You don't.
Yeah, she cares. All right. You want to get back to the EP? So this does blow my mind.
We got to go to a break.
It's break time, Ricky.
Oh, we
You talked about your podcast for 17 minutes.
Well, I got to promote.
Well, you got it in.
All right. So I'm going to tweet the thing the link thing. And hope it's I don't think it's up yet on iTunes yet, but whenever it is, everybody always says, hit the subscribe button. So I guess that's important. I don't know anything
like
about
Chris
it.
Chris Rock?
Yeah, just subscribe. I guess that's important. So thank
yes,
you.
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, time so we got a break, right?
Time, no, it's not time and space.
Time,
time
and space,
room.
Ricky.
Oh, time and room.
Time and room. Time and room podcast. I'll tweet a link in a moment as soon as I figure
time
it out.
Time and space.
Time and space is big, too. I guess not in lacrosse.
All right, do we have Christo up next?
Yes.
All right, Christo's going to come on. Of course, he's one of the producers of what the hell is
Gold
it?
Rush.
Gold Rush. And the dirt. I know he's the dirt.
He's doing the dirt from home.
He's doing the dirt from home. So we'll talk to Christo when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. And happy to be joined on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline by our pal Christo Doyle from Discovery Channel. Nice little setup he has. He's joining us on the Zoom.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Christo? Good morning, man. Thanks for joining
What's
us.
What's up, bro?
That is a professional. See, he's got the dirt on in the background. That looks so much better than anything we have going.
He's a TV pro. He knows how this is done.
We don't have any signage at all of 106.7 The Fan in any of our setups.
Can you, Christo, can you give Jason some lighting tips, please? It's so tilting.
Man. Jason's killing me over there. It's that low-angle shot that's killing you, dude. You gotta go high angle.
I don't know what else to do. Here's my camera right here.
Well, yeah, everyone raises it up.
Put
the
books
underneath it.
Raise it up.
Yeah.
No, it's too delicate. It's so easy for you guys to criticize. If you came over here, you would understand the situation.
It's a very delicate ecosystem.
Yes,
apparently.
It is. It's very delicate over here.
I would love to come over there and fix that shot. That's for sure.
Anytime. But JP wouldn't let you because we got to stay 6 feet apart.
That's true. Well, let me just put you in the kitchen.
Yeah, right.
I'm the only one saying that.
Yeah. Yeah. He's mocking you. I know. How are you dealing with all this, Christo?
Oh, man, it's rough. I mean, you know, you're in the same world. I got two teenagers, you know, 15 and 13.
Right.
Not a huge house. We're kind of all on top of each other. You know, it's rough. Every day is rough. There's no question. We, you know, I think you guys have talked about it. We developed kind of a schedule, right, so that everyone kind of gets their schoolwork, gets their exercise in. You know, otherwise – teenagers will sit around all day and battle, and you know, it just gets uglier and uglier. But yeah, it's definitely rough, and it's having a huge impact on all of our industry for sure. I mean, obviously that's not the most important thing right now, but you know, TV is dramatically getting affected right now, and
that's our saving of grace, Christo. I mean, let's be honest. So you're right. I mean, what's important is health and safety, and we want everybody to get through this. But the fact of the matter is we're starved for entertainment, and, you know, we don't have sports. What's saving us is, you know, streaming content. We've talked about it, how streaming is just the future. I mean, it's the present. But even the streaming content, doesn't matter where it emanates from, all that stuff right now is shut down, right? So we're going to burn up all this content, and then there's going to be a vacuum where we have nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say like 5 to 6 months from now, there's going to be a big lag. There's going to be a big hole. I mean, it's affecting shows that are even delivering, you know, a month from now, right? I mean, you can't finish a show even if you shot a show. It's just jamming everything up. I mean, my wife works in television as well, and you know, she's upstairs and she's busier than she's ever been. I mean, everything is just kind of it's triage. She's in triage mode all day, every day, trying to figure out how to fill these hours on the TLC schedule. And I know Discovery is scrambling to figure out how to fill their hours. And that's how we came about, you know, turning my house, my living room here, into the set of the dirt, right? I mean, they all of a sudden decided they want a bunch more episodes because they need content and they need good content.
Right, right.
And you're able to zoom everybody in, right?
Yeah, I mean, they decided late last week that they wanted this episode to air this Friday night. And we scrambled in 3 days, and we zoomed, I think it was like 6 or 7 gold miners from 4 different countries and did it through Zoom. And, you know, we hired a company that kind of aggregates the whole thing and switches between the, you know, all the miners. And we're, you know, we're talking to them about a whole host of things. But, you know, number one, what's going on with the Gold Rush miners? Because right now they're normally mining. So, like, how is it affecting those guys? And And I'm about to watch my first cut of the show that we shot, you know, a day and a half ago. And we have 30 hours till air right now. And I'm seeing the first cut, you know, 30. It's stressful, right? So.
So, wow. Christo, are the miners resistant to this sort of technology? I mean, they're used to using, yeah. you know, these excavators and sluices. I hope I'm getting that correct. And all
what's
sorts
a,
of.
What's a sluice?
It's like got a sluice it. Box. Come on, man. You got to know that, Jason. That's a basic.
Explain what that is, college. Christo.
That's a basic in the gold mining game.
Right. Sluice box is one of my favorites, along with the term, along with glory hole. Yeah. The glory hole is another big favorite.
That's Eric's favorite. What,
yeah, right.
The sluice box is what catches the gold. It's like it's on an angle, and the gold travels down and gets caught in these riffles. That's the sluice box.
Right. What was your original question? Okay, your original question
was... like the miners, are they resistant to getting on, you know, like using this sort of technology? It's something that I'm sure that's foreign to them.
Those guys just want to drink beer and dig for gold.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Parker's, you know, young and tech savvy, so he can do it. He doesn't like to do it, but he can do it. And the other guys, it's a little bit of pulling teeth. You never know if we're going to get them get them to appear on Zoom until the minute before. But we managed to pull it off. And I think we, you know, the thing that I think everyone's got to get used to right now is, and I think you saw it in that great Nats Facebook Live, right, is, all bets are out the window now. It's like, it's just getting things on. It doesn't really matter how it looks or how people sound or, you know, people are forgiving with the technical issues these days. And it's just a matter of getting good stuff on and out there.
Yeah. You know, I know you're a big Nats guy. And since you mentioned the Nats Zoom thing, I'm just wondering your opinion. Let's say they do games with no fans. I think that people will be okay with it. What if they just have a one camera shot? Like they don't have a bunch of camera crews and it's just simply center field camera.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I bet they wouldn't go with just one camera, but I hear you on production value. Production values, I mean, I think all of us would take it right now, right? We would take three angles. You know, maybe you've got one that's, you know, from behind the plate, one center field, and you've got one that's hopefully following the action a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I think it's going to be stripped down. I think there's going to definitely be lasting effects from this thing. I can tell you what's going on at you know, networks like Discovery and cable networks, you know, what's happening is if you put together these quick turn shows like we just did that's airing tomorrow night, you do it really, really cheap, right? So the networks are saying, wait a second, why are we spending all these, why were we spending all this money on these, you know, these high dollar hours when we can get close to the same ratings, you know, doing Zoom calls? I mean, it's going to have an effect. I mean, they're never going to go away from their high value stuff, but is there a way to do this cheaper? I mean, we're already talking about the next Zoom call. Instead of having a static shot like this, can someone just walk around with their laptop and show me, like, you know, some of these gold miners are preppers. I don't want to give away who, but like some of these guys are holed up in bunkers with food and like show. I want walk around with your laptop.
Oh, that's my dream. Crystal, I'm way behind on my doomsday prepping, and this pandemic has really laid it bare.
It's exploited you.
I have no guns. I don't have a water supply. I'm just dead in the water over here.
Cakes. My wife told me the other day, I couldn't believe this because, you know, I saw this coming. I started stocking up on tuna. We're out of cans of tuna.
Yeah, see, you stink at it too.
I can't believe it.
I need peanut butter.
You better panic.
Yeah.
Anybody got any peanut butter they can ship me?
We got a bunch of almond peanut butter. Oh, it's gross. My daughter likes that. So as far as Gold Rush goes, you guys are shut down for now, right? You're just doing all the old footage you're going through right now and putting that out. I mean, it'll be new to us, but there's nothing new. They're not digging right now.
So I don't want to give away. There's one miner who's actually figured out how to get up there, and
really,
you know, it's interesting, right? They've got to like self quarantine. The Yukon is mandating kind of the safety rules, and safety is obviously number one for all these guys. But there's one miner who's up there who's self quarantined for 14 days. He got to the claim, and then his crew has to go to the nearby town of Dawson. They had to rent houses for all those people. They have to self-quarantine for 14 days. And then once they get to the claim, they close the gates off. No one's allowed in or out.
So they could quarantine together.
Yeah. So, I mean, once they get their crew of 30 there and they're all negative and no one's coming or going, they can proceed as normal. But a bunch of the other miners are still stuck in the States and don't know how to get up there.
Right.
The production thing is a whole separate mess, right? It's like – the production crew that shoots Gold Rush is from London, and they can't fly. They can't. So right now, Tony Beats' daughter, Monica, has been filming a ton on her phone, you know, and it's just a strange world. It's a totally different world. I mean, yesterday when we shot this open here in my house, my wife filmed the open to the show that's going to be on Discovery Channel tomorrow night on my phone, my son's iPhone.
Right.
Well, I got to check that out. That'll be cool.
And the quality,
how's it look?
The quality is great, right?
I mean, it's an iPhone 11, so the video's good. My lovely wife shot it. It's a little bit shaky, you know, like
it's in my
living room. We pretend that my family's perfect and my kids are playing Connect Four, and
Lord knows
it's never like that. But yeah, I mean, it's just a changing world right now. Everyone's in kind of scramble mode to figure out how to get good content out there.
I need to ask you a question about EB's new obsession.
Oh, yes.
I know it's not your show. Your show's Gold Rush. People should check it out. People should check out The Dirt. And I never watched Naked and Afraid, but EB talks about it about 8 times per show.
I just stumbled
every
onto
day,
it. Yeah.
And he watches Naked and Afraid. He's convinced that these alligators that they show, the piranhas, they're feet away from these contestants. I'm not really buying it. They show, you know, what could potentially be threats, but they're
well,
not going to endanger contestants and have them 2 feet away from alligators.
Well, speak to that, because there's certainly shots that are canned shots that they're showing. We all get that. But I see him in there. They're killing killer snakes. I mean, he's doing it with friggin' bare hands and a stick. You can't fake that. Christo.
No, you definitely can. I mean, we all know that they, in the beginning of the show, they have to drop in kind of what the threats are, right? But
you've
seen enough shows now, EB, to know that, you know, when they're in Africa, there are lions or, you know, Cape Buffalo or elephants within feet of these guys. I think
they sign waivers.
What you don't see, I'm sure, is that there is some security around, so nothing disastrous happens. But still, I mean, you're sleeping, you know, 30 feet, 40 feet from a leopard. I mean, there's no way to fake that. And I think that's the reason that show works, right? Is it's authentic. It's real. It's like they're out there. You can't fake being naked in a brutal environment. And yeah, you know, I was at Discovery when that idea came through, and when they greenlit that idea, and kind of, you know, it was a more conservative era then, but we were all like, wow, I don't know if that's going to work. That's too risque. That's too crazy. But, you know, the show's been on forever, and it holds up. I mean, it's every time I end up on one, I have to see the outcome.
Right. I'm with you, man.
Didn't they ultimately do our croc versus shark debate?
I think they did.
Can you confirm that they lifted that idea from the junkies?
I think so. We actually had a meeting with people. This is now inside baseball. We're just cutting
radio it. Insider.
Radio insider stuff. We had a meeting. Weren't they with Discovery where we were going to maybe host the pumpkin chunkin thing, whatever that is? Whatever happened to that?
Yeah,
we were going to do something with the science.
It died on the pumpkin vine, EB.
Why does everybody just tease us?
Pumpkin Chunkin's a big deal. I don't know if you guys
have
ever
still
seen
do it,
but it's like a huge party in Delaware, and they shoot these pumpkins like, three quarters of a mile. It's crazy. You guys would have been good at that.
It's almost as big as running of the bull at Dewey Beach, EB.
No, but hold on. Do they still broadcast
Come on out, guys.
I don't know if they still broadcast it. They did for a long time. I know Pumpkin Chunkin had a bad accident one year, and I think that may have messed things up a little bit.
Yeah, that might have messed everything up. All right, so listen, Christo, what can we promote for you?
Tomorrow night, it's called The Dirt Home Edition.
Right.
We called it The Dirt Home Edition because it literally is shot by my family. Tomorrow night, 10 o'clock on Discovery, after, you know, two more hours of Gold Rush programming. It's, you know, give us some leeway, but I think it's a good show.
By the way, did you have an interior designer there? It looks really nice.
Yeah,
like he's got like kind of a nice
clean
white
well
desk
done.
Over there. Yeah, it's a clean look.
We did recently have things upgraded a little bit, but what you don't see is this is like 90% of my whole house.
Well, he lives over in Chevy Chase.
How many of those books behind you have you read?
A good amount, actually, honestly.
Are
they
good
books?
Are they like Stephen King books?
No, they're not Stephen King. They're good books. They're good
they
books.
Are. They are. Okay.
Yeah.
Like real
I
books.
I can read. They're real books.
The only books I've
like
ever read are sports books.
There's
Is that embarrassing,
like, you know,
Cakes?
into the
wild.
You'd have
all Feinstein and Duplica.
Exactly.
Mitch Albom.
I've read every sports autobiography and everything Feinstein's ever written.
Yeah, we're not well-rounded.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. Hey, Christo, thank you, buddy. Really, really appreciate it. It's always a pleasure having you on, pal.
You guys are doing a great job. It looks really good, except for Lurch.
Thank you.
Go fix that shot.
I knew you had to get your last word in.
Thank you, Christo.
Thanks, well, Christo.
Jason's
so stubborn, though. Like, he's just saying, all you got to do is put your laptop over a couple of books, on
it
top of a couple
it.
Of books, and that would change the view. And Jason's
it would
so
change
stubborn,
the view. You would see under his chin, his double chin.
I like this view.
Right.
He likes the way he looks.
Right.
All right, Ricky, as you asked, they delivered. Our
yes,
pals
Richie.
At Paisanos are giving the pizza-loving people, all the people, more of what they want with 50% off all pizzas, any size, any toppings, any amount. It's up to you. That's right. Just announced half off all pizzas from Paisanos has been extended. Just go to PaisanosPizza.com or download the Paisanos app and use promo code 50OFF. That's the number 50OFF. No contact, carryout, and delivery options are available. Paisanos, not just pizza, but something for everyone delivered. 50% off all pizzas extended. Check out PaisanosPizza.com.
I think we've got a couple callers on the line. Shall we go to them? Let's go to our pal Jabby in Baltimore on line one. Jabby, what's
Jabby
going
Burns.
On?
What's up, boys?
What's up, Jabby
Jabs?
Burns?
Jason, I just checked the Dingers League, and I'm in second behind you. We're really in a battle.
You guys doing a simulated league? Is what's happening here?
I hope we see some home runs this year. I'm starting to question whether or not we're going to see it.
I know. You become Johnny Pessimist all of a sudden, and now all of a sudden Bickle's turning it around and becoming the positive guy in this whole thing. This
I know. Isn't that weird? I don't know how positive he is.
What am I positive about?
I don't think so.
Well, you're actually just talking about turning the corner, opening the economy. Yak is losing
his mind. Eventually we have to. Got
to
do it slowly, but eventually we have to.
No. I'm totally with you. But Yak, your boy Yak, is on fire because, you know, he wants to open it like, you know, 2 months ago, and, you know, I don't think it's ready.
No,
yet.
I want to do it when it's safely, and it'll have to be incrementally, you know, but, I mean, you know, we'll have to wear masks and we'll have to do all the right things, but, I mean, we can't have 5 million people apply for unemployment it's crazy. I mean, domestic violence
right,
is going up, child abuse is going up, alcoholism is going up. I mean, this is brutal.
Well, at Jason's house, that's been going on for years. But
right.
Listen, the big thing is, Bickle, is you're kind of like the Fauci before the Fauci. Now,
thank
he,
you.
You look about as old as he does sometimes.
Oh,
but this is the whole thing.
I thought you were complimenting me.
He was just setting you up.
You good. Start with it's like a sandwich. You start soft and you bring in the middle here.
Good Jones setup there
by
Jabs.
You were ahead of the curve on the masks. You were ahead of the curve with the whole thing. And now I watch my boy Lester Holt every night because I got nothing else going on, Jason.
Right.
And
right.
He's talking about food shortages.
Thank you.
It's unbelievable.
I basically have been 100% on my predictions on this. I haven't missed one. But.
Well, could you predict that that golf was going to come back June 6th?
June 6th for
PGA?
I don't know. Let's
just
see.
It just officially said it's going to be the, whatever that tournament is going to be, I think
that's
June
the Colonial,
6th.
Charles Schwab Challenge.
Well, I know they've put it on the calendar. But they've got a lot of things on the calendar. We'll see if it happens. I hope it does.
Well, you're Fauci, so you tell us. When are we seeing baseball? Jason and I need to get this Dinger League ready to go.
I don't know. It has to. You
I
have to. Here's the hurdle.
I mean, the players have to approve whatever plan they have. So if they're going to play in Arizona or Florida
well,
or
they want to get paid,
training sites.
Do they want to get paid? If they want to get paid, they're going to
approve
the plan.
The players will approve it. But here's the biggest hurdle, and it's a perception. They can't go out there and play until the rest of the country has access to these same tests. If it looks like that we're giving preferential treatment to athletes over the general public, it's not going to work. So
right. We
have to get the testing up to a point where we all have access to it. And then once the players can be tested, then you can get going. The wrinkle in the whole thing, and this is what scares me, is what are you going to do when a guy does test positive? The traditional way we handle that right now is everyone quarantines for 14 days. That would shut down a team, right?
Right.
So that would shut down a league. So we got to figure out how we're going to handle that.
I don't think they
that's
know.
That's the ultimate thing that will prevent any of this from happening.
I don't think they know.
Yeah.
Well,
hey, Jabby, you heard Jabby, you heard EB go through his day earlier. What is the Jabby Burns day like?
Don't act like yours is much better.
I listen to you guys, first of all, but here's what happens. I'm a physical education teacher, so at 8:30 every morning, I got a bunch of 5, 6 through fourth graders going through a synchronization on the we use Google Meetings, but same thing as you guys are doing, basically. So we're doing push-ups, sit-ups, doing that whole thing, and then we have meetings all throughout the day with kids and stuff, because I'm coaching and stuff. So we're actually pretty hardcore up here in Baltimore at this school I work at, kind of like a St. Andrews down there, Vic.
Oh, really?
That's kind of what we're doing down here. And then, actually, I've been getting some pretty decent workouts in here at the house. And like Jason, walking my dog, Buck, because I'm Buck Control Walter. I take Buck for, 19-mile walks like Jason and try to figure out how we can get a vaccine.
What's the name of your school, did you say?
Calvert School. Not Calvert Hall, but Calvert School. It's a K through 8th grade.
Oh, cool. The Nubs Calvert.
I don't know about Nubs. Most of the guys go to Calvert Hall, though. And Calvert Hall will dominate St. Andrews.
That's why I'm saying Calvert Hall is a beast. Right. Absolutely.
Thank you, Jabby.
By the way,
real quick, I wanted to ask you guys about Haskins. Am I wrong, Jason? Didn't Haskins spur the Terps and, say he was coming and doing this whole thing with this?
And
he was going to be a Terp and everything, and then just turned his back and went to Ohio State.
No, he didn't turn his back.
No, they had a coaching change.
They had a coaching change, okay. Yeah.
I'm just going back to his immaturity. I don't know. I'm not a big Haskins.
By the way, that would have been a horrible decision for him to go to Maryland.
Yeah,
better,
it ended up working
better,
out brilliant
better life
for him.
He made the right call there.
Yeah, I can't blame him for that at all. Any kid that wants to change their mind because of a coaching change, I totally support.
Yeah, I'm not going to kill him on that. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. I'm excited for the draft. Probably the most exciting draft ever. Highest ratings ever of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Absolutely.
The ratings should be huge.
Are we going to do the mock draft next Thursday morning? We have
Does that require us to be done? How about
we just get guests?
We've been doing it for 15 years.
Yeah, but can the guests just make all the picks?
No, you can make one pick. We'll let you make the Skins pick.
I'll do Skins.
But you said we ruined the mock draft.
Who said that?
All of you. When I took two quarterbacks when I had the Browns.
Why'd you do that? That's why I'm not going to trade down.
You just ruined your team. No,
Valdez likes to hoard quarterbacks. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Well, it is the most important position. So.
Right. That's why no NFL team would ever do it. Hey, by the way, speaking of Goff, Bickle.
Yeah.
Denny McCarthy played at the Medalist yesterday with Tiger, Ricky, and JT.
Ricky.
Oh, yeah? How'd it go?
He had 9 birdies. He beat them all.
Did he? Did he take their cash? How much did he win? Did you ask him?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to find
out. You got to find that out.
I'm not sure if they actually played for cash, but he had 9 birdies.
Tiger's cheap. He probably didn't pay.
He may not have.
He's never played with Tiger before. Yesterday was the first time.
You got to get insight, and then we'll talk about it tomorrow. Tell him you're not going to talk about it, and then betray the trust, and then talk about it.
No, I don't think he minds if we talk about it. He doesn't mind if we talk about it, so I'll try and find out.
That's a good tease for tomorrow. Want to hear all about that?
I don't think they actually played teams. I think they all just played individually, and he had 9 birdies at the Medalist.
Right. That's sick. Well, you got to find out how to – because I love Denny, but I want to find out how Tiger's game
That's probably went. 9 more birdies than you're going to have today, Jason. Oh, that's a cheap shot.
Yeah, probably.
No, probably not, because the way they're playing right now, you just hit the stick.
Hit the pin and it's in. Yeah,
it's in.
The putt's good.
That is true.
But today's going to be windy. It's going to be windy and cold today. I'm not very excited to play today.
Right. Well, at least you'll be out there. I'm surprised your wife is not giving you a hard time for just rolling out all the time.
She doesn't want me in the house.
Jason, I want you to text me your scores hole by hole today.
Right, I know, because
you're interested. As it's happening.
Yeah, you're interested.
Please do that.
Everybody check out Time and Room if you're a lacrosse guy at all, or if you just want to do me a favor.
Word.
Yeah, all right, got to get out of here for Bish. Big EB Cakes. I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Grandaddy next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.